Hello.
Oh, hi, Parley. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it, so not sure if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to decide if I should keep you guys, because I haven't literally got very far with your
Oh.
service. Like, I haven't got any clients or anything.
Okay. So, in that case, I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is if that's the case, you're catching it in time because, come July 25th, that would have reoccurred to 298 and it continues to do so, until it settles.
Sure.
There's some leads on the dashboard I'm looking at. It's saying, I'd like to request a quote for Bonners Ferry Ranger District Road Maintenance and Repair Projects. Not sure if you got back with that one. There is another call from a septic tank.
Yeah, they're all like bill collectors. They're not.
They're all bill collectors.
Yeah, they're not new clients. So I don't know who you're marketing to, but yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, well, that's not good if they're just bill collectors, right?
I mean,
What?
I'm just saying, like, people that are calling saying, hey, you have an account or whatever. Or like scam calls, just people calling to be like, sup. We want to provide some service for you.
Right, like
So,
other sales companies and whatnot.
that's pretty much
So
all it's called.
one thing I could do for you if you do decide to continue is I could have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and see if there's any updates behind the scenes that would help your, performance. They could do that for you because that might be an option, since you have to pay the $149 anyway, you could, maybe at least take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for. And then I could push the next billing out 30 days for you, which means you would avoid that July 25th payment and you'd be paid in full until August 8th. Now, keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come August 8th, you still want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and, that way they'd make sure you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you'd at least get more bang for your buck out of what you already have to pay. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could probably do something like that if you want to push that through.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so in order to do the 149, you say push it through, but is it the Visa ending in 0203 or is it a different card?
No, that's a good card. Give me just a sec.
Sure.
Real quick.
Yeah, hey, it should be good.
Okay, so let's give it a try. And then... Okay, it went through. I got the green light. So I'll push the next billing out until August 8th, Parley, and we'll do those performance updates. Come August 8th, if you decide that you don't want to keep it, last case scenario is you can cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So, you know, I always okay. look at that like a last resort, but if you wanted to do that, you know, just call us and we can set that package up for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you're all good to go, and then thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.